Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity, and man, oh man, I've missed you guys. Like, how has it been a month? I feel like I'm in trouble starting this podcast right now. I feel like I'm in the doghouse. I don't think any of you have put me there. I think I put myself there because I just feel guilty and like sad. I'm just more sad than anything that I haven't recorded in literally a month. Like, I've just missed you guys. I love this podcast so much. It's like my little baby. I feel like I've said that so many times. And it's just so fun connecting with you guys this way. And it makes me so sad when I see your DMs or comments like, hi, hello, like, where are you? And is there an episode coming soon? And like, what's going on? So I'm back. And we have a lot to catch up on. And you probably can tell by the title, but I wanted to focus a lot on just talking about friendship because I get asked that. That's like one of my most asked things to talk about because, and I understand now that I am a young adult, it's something that's like so hard that everybody wants good friends and everybody craves like genuine human connection, genuine friendships. And I think we are, well, at least I was so blessed at a young age. I felt very like, I just took it for granted, friends always being around you in school, and then you are thrusted into the adult world, and it's like everyone you know spreads out, and it's like, by the way, you still need a social life, but like, how do you do that? Because you're busy and you have other things going on. How do you prioritize a social life and like make new friends that are supposed to be good friends and like have your back? You know, like it's a hard situation. So now I understand what I'm trying to say is why I get asked about it so much. So I want to talk about that, but I really wanted to catch up for a while because there is a lot to talk about. And honestly, I feel like I say this every time to try to like be like, does anyone care? Does anyone want to listen? But I am, what is that word? Not like defending myself. I am not making an excuse. I'm proving to myself, I don't know why I can't think of the word right now, that this is what you guys want to hear because, or I'm justifying, that's the word. I'm justifying it because these are my favorite episodes to listen to. Whenever I listen to any podcast ever, if they're just catching up, chit-chatting about like what's happened in life recently, I just love hearing that. Like, I love hearing about like what's going on currently for them. And a lot of times I just feel like all of us around the same age going through life together, we can relate on a lot of current things, like right now it being like going into the holiday season and like shopping for Christmas presents, and it can be so hard like shopping for presents for friends and family. I don't know, I just feel like we relate on a lot of things, so I just thought it would be fun to catch up since especially I haven't talked to you guys in literally a month. So I literally just went through my calendar and my photos for the past month to just gather my thoughts and be like, okay, what do I need to fill you guys in on, because a lot has been going on. So let's just get into it without me saying, oh my God, so much has been going on, right? So my last episode was with Soph Mosca. Love her to pieces. She is the sweetest. And so plug, you should listen to the episode because it was so good. I'm literally clicking at my notes from it right now. And oh, it was so good. We talked about downplaying our accomplishments, feeling like guilty of success. That was a good one, you guys. That was a good conversation. We talk about like a little bit of everything. So if you missed that, go listen. Don't be a fake fan, okay? No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that was great. And since then, I need to pull up my calendar. I went day by day. I'm like, oh, this happened this day. Oh, we can talk about this. This happened the next day. So first thing since that last episode was I graduated from physical therapy. Woo, yay. I feel like this is just so random and like everyone's like, what? Why were you in physical therapy? Like, no one even knows, or is like, what the heck is going on? Long story short, why am I like singing every word? I'm like, long story short, it's probably really annoying to listen to. I'm sorry. Okay, long story short, I started physical therapy for my back because I like really freaking injured my back, you guys. It was so bad, like so bad for a weekend where I wish I honestly documented, but I just was feeling so horrible that I was just laying here in pain. But I wish I documented like on Instagram stories or my vlog, because it would have just kind of been funny or at least like cool to see my progress. But all of a sudden, I think it was doing deadlifts. Like, I am 99% sure it was doing deadlifts. I like threw out my back, you guys. Did I talk about this on the podcast yet? No, maybe I did. But yeah, sorry if I'm repeating myself. Maybe I talked about that, but obviously not graduating from physical therapy. So anyway, literally threw out my back and it was so painful. And when I started physical therapy, they were like, basically, yeah, your pelvis, your SI joint is all cranky and sort of like stuck in a rotated position. And because of that, it's like pulling on all your muscles and everything back there is so tight and very cranky. And like, no wonder you're in a lot of pain. And I'm so happy because the physical therapist I worked with literally did the same thing a couple months for me. And she's like, guess what? I was doing deadlifts, my SI joint, my pelvis was all tilted, pulling on everything, horribly painful, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. And it's so, PT is magic, by the way. PT is so cool how they can like assess your situation and sort of like isolate different parts of your body and see what's moving and what's not and what's normal and what's not, and like pinpoint, okay, this is exactly what's wrong and this is how we're gonna fix it. Like, worth every penny. Maybe I talked about this on the vlog, but you guys get like the real tea on here. Like, I can just elaborate a lot more. So like, maybe I would say that on the vlog, but to elaborate further, I literally was paying out of pocket, you guys, which just stinks. Which, by the way, this is like getting very personal, sorry, but I may be covered weirdly on Max's insurance here somehow, because he was like, oh yeah, I filled out some form and like put you down somehow. Even, we're not married though, so I don't know about that. But yeah, my health insurance back home in Albany, since I'll be on my mom's until I'm 26, which I've always been like, oh my gosh, that's so far away. Like, if any of you guys are my age, like I'm 24, I'm like, oh, I'm on my mom's health insurance for so long. Like, I'll figure it out. That's way far away, you know? And I'm like, holy crap. Like, I am turning 25 in March. And from that point, I will have a year to figure it out. Or maybe two. Is it through while you're 26? I don't know. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to figure out my health insurance. Anyway, so my health insurance only works in Albany, New York, I think. Or just like New York State. It's like a New York State health insurance. So it doesn't work here. So I was paying out of pocket for every PT session that I went to, and I went for like a whole month, and let me tell you, it was worth every gosh darn penny, because they helped me so much. Literally after the first session, I felt so much better. I must have talked about it on the pod, or if I didn't, I probably talked about it around when I went to Puerto Rico, since my first session was like right before I went to Puerto Rico. I was literally in so much pain, you guys. But yes, I finally graduated from physical therapy. Woo! I got like a little t-shirt and like a water bottle. Took like a picture of my therapist. I don't know why. I think it's so funny. Like, I just felt like a Grammy. I kept saying that when I would explain it to anyone. I'm like, oh no, like I can't really do this or like go to this workout class yet. Like, my back is actually very injured. I'm like, I feel like a Grammy. I feel like a grandma, like an old, like in my mind, an old person throws their back out trying to like work out. I'm like, I'm literally 24. Like, am I okay? But I guess that's what happens if you are not having good form or just pushing it too hard and not in that type of shape to be like doing what you're doing. I don't know. So now I'm just a lot more careful. And workout classes I go to, they're aware of my situation. They're like, how's the back feeling? You good over there? I'm like, I'm doing great. So we're doing good. But yes, I did graduate from physical therapy. Hopefully I never have to go back. But like, honestly, I'm not kidding you guys. As I sit here recording, it's bad when I sit for long periods of time. So all my traveling recently on the plane, stuff like that, I can feel my lower back starting to hurt. And it's so weird how everything's connected, because if I like stretch my hamstrings, it will like pull through my lower back. Like, I can just feel everything kind of pulling, and my hip flexors are so tight, which I think also sort of pulls at my lower back. So I can like feel my hip flexors kind of like hurting. I don't know. I feel like biking is a lot on your hips, so maybe that's why I'm starting to have like bad hips. And I'm 24, so that's fine. Anyway, moving on. That was physical therapy. So, oh yeah, but last thing I'll say about that is PT is really like you get out what you put into it. So if I'm complaining over here that my hip flexors hurt and my lower back is getting like yanked around, okay, that's my fault because I need to be doing my exercises more. It's like, you know, so if you have gone through like a physical therapy journey and you're like me and you're on your own now and it's all on you, we need to take some accountability, okay? And I'm reminding you to do your physical therapy exercises and little stretches because I need to too. So let's do them together, all right? Next up, we have Halloween. I feel like I'm just getting so real in this episode, which reminds me, like I've said a million times this episode, that I'm 24, but I just feel like since I started social media when I was literally 15, and you guys have like grown up with me and followed me for so long, like I don't know. And obviously there could be younger people following me, but whenever I talk about anything like slightly PG-13 or a little, I don't know, like 21 plus, if you get what I mean, like drinking vibes, everyone like freaks out on my Instagram and is like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Like we need more unfiltered Gretchen or like stories like this. And I'm like, eh, but you know, I hope you guys understand because like younger people could be following me or like listening. But then I also want to balance with like being real. I don't want to like act like I'm 16 over here because you guys know I'm 24. And then also like brands don't need to be seeing me acting like not professional on the internet or not. I don't know. You know, I just want to like keep it classy. Like we try to keep it classy over here. That being said, I like being real with you guys and I know you guys appreciate these like fun little moments or things here and there. So I try to show bits and pieces, okay, of my maybe fun, like a little bit too fun social life sometimes. And all I'm trying to say is like drinking if I'm like out drinking or something. But basically, all I'll just say about Halloween is I've decided, maybe this is like a bad thing to decide, but I've just noticed a trend last year and this year that I feel like Halloween is my one night a year that I have one too many cocktails and just have a blast. And it's so much fun. And I just feel like I'm the type of person that really keeps it together and am not someone that like drinks heavily really since college at all because I can't. I have a podcast and YouTube channel, Instagram and stuff going on and a dog to take care of. I'm like, I don't have time for that. During the week, I'm really not drinking. Like I am just, I hope you guys know, like I have stuff to do and like to keep it together. However, I enjoy a good cocktail, especially socially with my friends, especially on like a holiday, like Halloween, and we just had so much fun. I hung out with all of Max's hockey team and Max's hockey team's girlfriends and wives and fiancés, and we had like a little party, and it was just so, so much fun. We all had a blast. We had the best time. If you guys remember, it was Little Red Riding Hood. Max was the big bad wolf, and it was just so much fun. I filled my Little Red basket with, okay, this is a good thing to bring up, by the way, because I've heard that these, whatever I'm about to say, being called many different things. So where I went to school at Boston University, we called them nips. And if you don't know what nips are, they're just like teeny little shot size, like glasses or like little plastic bottles, some are glass, some are plastic, just little mini like shot size bottles of alcohol. That's all I can really explain that. But then girls I were with were like, what, nips? Like, we've never heard of that. What are you talking about? Like, these are shooters. And I'm like, shooters? I guess I've heard of that. So everyone has different names for them. I should look it up. There's probably a bunch. Nips, shooters, like tiny little shot bottles. Anyway, I filled up my basket with those and it was so much fun. I was like reverse trick-or-treating. I'm like, you take a nip, you take a shooter, you did whatever you want to call it. And it was just so much fun. But I can now, after one too many nips, can never drink one again. No, I'm kidding. But I was just like, oh, the thought of alcohol, it was terrible for a week. And suddenly at 24, I get the worst hangovers ever. I like posted on my Instagram a day late of our costumes. And I was like, yeah, honestly, I just could not post this yesterday. I was so hungover. I like laid here and couldn't do anything. So I just want to give you a little recap, a little taste of the fun. It was amazing. Had the best time. And I feel like I get out my fun, drinking, crazy, dancing self. And then, like, I just need to do it, like, once a year so that it's not, like, a recurring thing every weekend where I'm so hungover every Sunday and I can't do anything. Like, I don't have time for that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I got stuff to do. Anyway, that's all I mean. No one be mad at me. I feel like whenever I express any sort of, like, opinion or, like, something I do like that, like, maybe that could be controversial to, like, drink a lot of Halloween. I don't know. That's just what works for me. And take it or leave it. Yeah. Do with that what you will. All right. Next up, my mom visited, I believe, yes, the following weekend. And it was so much fun, you guys. I realized my mom has only visited since I've lived here in Allentown, I think once, like literally a year ago. And it was so much fun when she came before, and I couldn't wait for her to come this time. And it was such a good time because Max was actually away. And I know she wanted to come and see like a home game here, but it was nice. I was like, Mom, he has two away games. Like, we can watch on the TV, and then we can just have some good old girl time. And we puzzled. We went out to dinner. We brought the dogs to the dog park. We like washed Brody. You guys know my golden retriever, who, by the way, is like laying next to me on the couch right now. He's always so sweet when I'm podcasting. And he's just like the cutest angel who is such a clinger to his mama, aren't you? I want to pet him, but I don't want to wake him up. I digress. And Teddy, I was saying, is my mom's dog. And so Teddy came. Teddy and Brody have so much fun together. They are besties. I always say, Brody, Uncle Ted is coming. And he gets like all excited. He's actually about to see Uncle Teddy again, who is just a dog, not actually a person if you are zoning out. Yeah, he's a golden doodle, and they're about to see each other over Thanksgiving, but I'll get to Thanksgiving. Anyway, we like gave him a bath. We had the best time. I had so much fun we had so much fun together. I'm so happy she was here for the weekend is what I'm trying to say. And yeah, it was great. I brought her to Top Cut, which, by the way, if you live in Allentown, if you live in Lehigh Valley, you know, if you live anywhere in Pennsylvania, drive there. No, I'm kidding. There's like a lot of great steakhouses. I'm sure this is just like any other steakhouse, except you know what? It's not. It's extra special because it's so freaking good, like any old steakhouse is. But like, obviously, if you live here and you're like, oh, now I have to go to Top Cut, if this is like the first time you're hearing about it, save it for like a special occasion, like anniversary, birthday, whatever. It's extremely expensive, as steakhouses are, but so fun if you're celebrating. Like, for me, it was perfect since my mom was in town, and she basically was like, hey, if I'm coming, we're going to Top Cut. Because whenever I would like send her photos or tell her about it, you know, in the previous year, she'd always be like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. It looks so good. We have to go. So it's great. We got our oysters, our steak, and really the best part and the reason you really have to go is because they have this carrot cake that they make, you guys. And let me tell you, okay, here's the deal. They're going to give you a piece of carrot cake, but it's not just like a piece of carrot cake. This piece of carrot cake is basically the size of a cake. It is like that massive. And it is the yummiest carrot cake I've ever had on planet Earth in my whole 24 years. It's just so good. There's like toasted pecans on top, pecans, pecans. The frosting is so good. Just everything about it is like chef's kisses. So that was amazing. We had the best time. And next up, I got my hair done. This is fun. This should be called the monthly recap. But yeah, right after she left, I got my hair done. The reason I wanted to mention this is because if you are blonde, I'm validating your feelings, because I feel like as blondes, we all sort of start to feel the same way. Like, oh, like I'm not blonde enough, or other people are blonder, or is my blonde even good? Like, maybe I need more purple shampoo. Let me tell you, queen, right where you are, how your blonde is great. If you want to use a little more purple shampoo, if you want to go blonder, that's great. But you're also fine how you are, because I just feel like as blondes, maybe everyone with every color hair can relate, it starts to get a little crazy. Maybe that's because I'm around so many blondes here that I really was like, oh my gosh, I'm basically brunette. Like, I need to be blonder. And so I went like a little bit blonder. But I just feel like no matter what, like I'm looking in the mirror right now, I'm like, oh, my hair looks so dark. But I don't know, any brighter or like platinum or anything crazy like that on me just wouldn't really look right, and it would be really hard to maintain and keep up with, because my natural hair is really like a medium brown, so my roots grow in pretty dark. But yeah, I want to mention that because I did go like a teeny bit lighter, I guess you could say. We just did like a little bit more blonde highlights, more brightness throughout. So yeah, just know, don't be influenced by the blondes around you like I am, because your hair is great how it is, okay? And I got like a little baby trim. I always do little baby trims, or I'll be sad and miss my hair if I get too much cut off. Okay, got my hair done. And that's good to mention, because this is like an entire day process. So this is like, you know, 1/30th of my last 30 days, because it takes like 7 hours, you guys. My hair takes so long. No one ever believes me if I like post about it, or they're just like, what, why? And let me tell you, I think It takes around like 3 hours to foil my hair because she's very precise. So literally I'm like, take as long as you want, girl, because my hair always looks amazing. And I'm like, I'd rather you take your time and have it be perfect than rush through it, you know? So she just really teeny foils, like baby lights, I guess you could say, all over my head. And I really appreciate how long that takes and how many foils that is, because it just looks so good. And that's what takes so long. And then probably process for like another hour. Okay, so now we're at hour four. And then we need to rinse. We need to tone. That probably sits for like 30 minutes. Shampoo, condition, treatment, blow dry, all that. So all in all, it's like 7 hours, maybe 6 hours and some change. Sometimes it's been a little over seven. I think this past time it was like a teeny bit over six. Anyway, that happened. Okay, then I went to Trader Joe's and Crumble. This is also worthwhile mention because Trader Joe's is one of my favorite places on earth. It's amazing. Same with Crumble. I had not gone to Crumble until like a month or two ago when they opened up in Jenkintown, which is really an hour and a half for me. Like, it is quite far, but worth the 3 hour loop there and back, because that's how good these cookies are. You guys probably think I'm crazy, but if you know my personality, you know I'm quite stubborn, maybe is the word I'm looking for. And just like, I get my heart set on something and there's no turning back. If I get my mind set towards a certain food, it really is a thing with food. Like, if I'm like, okay, tonight I'm ordering a poke bowl, I will think about my poke bowl for the rest of the afternoon. Like, now I'm thinking about it. Maybe I do need a poke bowl for dinner tonight. Anyway, I will think about it all day, and then I'm all excited. And if they are closed, if they're like sold out of what I want or something, I am like devastated. Is it just me? I just really am set in my ways. And then I realized over the summer, my mom and I were like home in Albany. I digress. But we were like, we really want Laney's. Like, we love Laney's. So good. We love their coconut shrimp. We know what we want to get. And Max and I were calling for like 30 minutes. And it was just a busy tone. And Max is like, okay, like, we can just go somewhere else. Like, we've literally tried for a while. Clearly, they're very busy. And I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, we're getting Laney's. And I call my mom. I'm like, should we go somewhere else? She's like, oh, no. Like, I had my heart set on Laney's. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I am my mother's daughter. Like, this is who I get it from. Yeah, so when I get my heart set, I'm like, oh, I need like cookie butter from Trader Joe's. Actually, that's so funny that I said cookie butter. I have not gotten that in like years. I miss that though. Wow, I need to get that again. Or like whatever it is, I just love Trader Joe's. Like, I need to go the next day, even if it's going to take all day, which it does. And then if I'm at Trader Joe's, I might as well pick up Crumble because it's not that far away. And yeah, there's actually Trader Joe's like right down the street from Crumble. It's like a 2 minute drive, which is a little bit farther than the closest one to me, which is probably like an hour. And this one's really like hour 20, hour 30. But it's worth it, you guys. It really is. Because like, if I'm going to go to Trader Joe's, I might as well go to the one that's close to Crumble. This is how my brain works. Is it just me? Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about my mattress that I'm so obsessed with. I'm sure most of you probably already know since I talk about it so much. And to put it into perspective, I have to quite literally peel myself out of bed in the morning. It is that comfortable. I'm not even kidding. It's the Helix Midnight Lux. That's the specific model. And you may have seen when I posted about it recently on my Instagram, YouTube, podcast in the past. I actually get DMs from you guys quite frequently asking about which mattress is it again that you have that you love. Like, I remember you talking about it. So this is it. This is the mattress. Especially, I'm sure some of you are sleeping on some old, uncomfy mattresses at night. I was too before Helix. And for you specifically, maybe it's time to consider an upgrade. And if you're already in the market for a new mattress anyway, if you didn't know already, Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Helix knows that every body is unique, and they have several different mattress models to choose from. So they have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, and also mattresses great for cooling you down if you get hot when you sleep. When I took the Helix quiz, I was matched with a midnight mattress just because I wanted something that had a medium feel, and Max and I are actually both side sleepers. It was so fast and easy to unpack and set up once it got here. So if you're looking for a new mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to a mattress store, literally ever again. And I know Helix actually offers exclusive discounts for teachers, students, and first responders, which is amazing. Helix is so awesome. Obviously, you guys already know I'm their number one fan, but you actually don't need to take my word for it. If you remember, Helix was actually awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. So that's pretty cool. And you guys can go to helixsleep.com/Gretchen, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. I know they have a 10-year warranty and you actually get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They will even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you're gonna, trust me here. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for you guys at helixsleep.com/Gretchen. That's helixsleep.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. Now we are getting to the good stuff, you guys. So my Palm Springs adventure this past week starts with the airport hotel, really, the Marriott at the Philadelphia airport. So basically, or I guess a little bit earlier, this whole situation. So my flight originally was out of Philly on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And because it was so early and I live an hour from the airport, I'm like, okay, I do not want to have to get up at 3 a.m. to drive to the airport. Like, this seems a little extra, but why don't I just book the airport hotel? I can have a nice night of sleep the night before. Wrong. I'm foreshadowing. But yeah, that didn't happen. And then I'll get on my flight. Easy peasy. Wonderful. Great. No. And also the issue was Saturday night, Max had a hockey game, a Phantoms game here in Allentown. And so I was planning on going just for like a little, the beginning, and then leaving early. And of course, he had the scariest hit. Like, he hit his head so hard, you guys. It was really scary. I thought he was going to like have a concussion or something, knocking on wood. Oh no, Brody. Brody. You guys, Brody just shot up. He thought someone was knocking. Brody, come here. It's okay, buddy. Brody. Oh my goodness, you guys. I feel so bad. Sorry, Brody. I just rattled him and woke him from his slumber because he went into like alarm mode. He thought someone was like knocking on the door. Anyway, okay, I guess I didn't need to knock on wood that loud. Oh, because I was saying my plan was to leave early from the game. And of course, Max had the scariest hit, like I said, knocked on wood. And he ended up being okay, but I literally thought he had like a head injury. So I was like having a heart attack, freaking out. And I'm like, okay, can't leave. Like, I'm not going anywhere. And then after, actually, it was crazy because after he had that happen, he went back in. He was off the bench. So I was like, oh gosh, like, it must be bad, but I knew it was good because they were obviously checking it out. I know they did like concussion tests and everything, and he was fine. And so his first shift back out in the game, he probably only missed like 5-10 minutes of the game, came back out and scored. So that was so exciting. I'm like, okay, he must be fine. Like, and I ended up leaving with like 3 minutes left of the game. So I basically left when the game ended. So I get to the hotel so late, like after 11. And I'm finally like tucked in, ready for bed. It's like 12:30. I'm like on my phone a bit, whatever. And I remember hearing, so mind you, this is like Airport Marriott at the airport. My phone buzzed. It was probably, well, I know it was at like 1 a.m. as I was falling asleep. And I'm like, Gretchen, no, don't check it. Like, you literally need to be up at 4 for this freaking flight. You already are only gonna sleep like 3 freaking hours. So, yeah, my alarm was literally set at, oh, that's insane. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, I better check. I wasn't going to check it, remember? But then I was like, you know what? I remember thinking, I got to make sure that my alarm's all the way up, like the volume. And so I grab my phone and I see the notifications. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. And it was like, American flight canceled. Like the 6 a.m. flight out of there. And I'm like, what? No, this is not happening. Like, I was only going to stay through Wednesday anyway. All of us are. It was a very, like, quick trip. I did not even say, but I went with Rachel Ratke, if you guys know her. She was actually on my podcast. She does, like, YouTube, Instagram stuff. Caitlin Nolan. She was not on my podcast. She should be on my podcast. I need to ask her. But she also does, like, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. And then their friend Lily, who I met, who is so sweet. She is the owner of 112s. If you guys know they do like custom Air Force Ones with like cool like designer prints and stuff with like real vintage designer bags. It was so cool learning all about her business. I was asking all about it. Anyway, we had the freaking best time in Palm Springs. Like, I love those girls so much, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, so we had planned this trip, right? And I was so excited because I never met any of them in person, just like through Instagram and stuff. But we quickly were like, while we were there, we're like, okay, we are all exactly how we thought we were going to be. Like, social media is so crazy that you can just connect with people from all over. Like, Rachel lives in Denver. The other two live in Arizona. I'm in freaking Pennsylvania. And like, we all got to go to Palm Springs together for funsies. So it was great. Anyway, since it was such a quick trip, I'm like, oh my gosh, no, this can't work. They automatically rebooked me on like a 2 p.m. flight. Like, that was the next American one out of there, I think. And I had to have a layover anyway. They didn't have any direct ones out of Philly to Palm Springs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this does not work that I'm going to miss like all of today, because this is like one of our days there out of like the three. So I'm like, this is so bad. Obviously, you can't get in touch with American. And I ended up just booking a brand new flight like 4 or 5 hours before I was going to take off, because the next one was like a little bit later. And it was a United flight. Anyway, I'm giving you like way too many details, but it actually worked out perfect because this flight had a layover in Denver, and then I was going to finish the Denver to Palm Springs flight, like finish my trip. That flight was going to be with Rachel. So I'm like, oh, I should have done this to begin with anyway. Like, this flight's great. But it was very expensive because I booked it, like I said, like 5 hours before I was going to take off. And there was like one seat left on the first, like, the plane. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to hurry and get this, because obviously with American, there's no way I'm going to get there any earlier than 8 p.m., whatever time that flight was going to get me in at. So I quickly booked it. I was running into every issue ever. I'm like, I can't believe that this is happening right now. None of my cards would work, you guys. I don't know what was going on. I think it was just the United website. It was like, error, this card is not working. And I'm like, okay, I've literally tried like 4 credit cards. So like, what is going on? And finally I saw an option. It said pay with PayPal. I'm like, I might as well try. Like, at this point, I thought that the seat on the plane had been taken and that I just like lost this flight, and that's why my cards weren't going through. But it worked with PayPal. I'm like, thank you, PayPal. Saving the day. I'm like having a freaking heart attack. And so finally, I get that flight, right? Easy peasy. Wrong. Except it's not easy peasy, because my alarm is now set at like 6 a.m. because the flight was at 8, my new flight. Oh my gosh, you guys. I wish I was kidding. Like, you can't even make this up. Okay, so my alarm set at 6. I wake up in full panic. I'm like, it seems kind of bright out. I look at my phone. It is like 6:59. I'm like, you literally have to be kidding me. Like, my bag needs to be checked like right this second. There is no way I'm making this flight, even though I'm at the airport. It was like 2 terminals over, because I think I was next to like the American terminal, because that's what I was supposed to fly out of. But the United one was farther. I'm like, no. Like, this cannot be happening. It was so bizarre because, like I said, the only reason I found out my flight was canceled before and I was up until like 2 a.m. booking my new flight is because I went on my phone to turn up the volume for my alarm. So the volume was all the way up. I don't know how the alarm did not go off, you guys. I'm like, maybe in my sleep I turned it off. Like, I have no other explanation. But it was so weird because literally at 7 when I woke up, the alarm screen, like, you know when your alarm goes off on your phone, that was up on my phone, like as if it had been going off since 6, but there was no volume. So I'm like, amazing. The world just doesn't want me to get to Palm Springs for whatever reason. So I'm like, oh my gosh, running around, grabbing my stuff. I literally run to the United terminal. And my flight took off at 8. I get there at like 7:18. I'm like, I am going to miss the cutoff to check my bag. Like, there is just no way. I'm too late, whatever. And she's like, okay, we need to like hurry. And the girl helping me was so nice. And you guys, I'm not kidding. I got the confirmation that I had like booked this flight, but they had never emailed me my ticket. And they said like, you'll get an email soon with your ticket. Never got my ticket. And so I was like, here's my confirmation number. Like, and she's like, why aren't you ticketed yet for this flight? Like, she didn't understand. I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, did you just buy this flight? I'm like, yeah, like a couple hours ago. She's like, oh God, I got to call someone. I'm like, am I not getting on this flight? And I'm also like, sis, also like, I think I'm about to miss the cutoff for the check bag. Like, can we please just like throw that on quick, like get it in the system, or I'm just not going to be able to get on the plane. Luckily, she gets me my ticket and they check my bag. I do not even know how, because usually the cutoff is like 45 minutes before domestic departure. Maybe it's like 30 now. I don't know. I got so lucky, you guys. Then more sabotage. I am the last one on the plane. I wish I could like be joking, but I'm not. Of course, I'm the last one on the plane because I like barely make it in time. And I have my Louis Vuitton suitcase, which I like, I'm cringing even saying this because obviously it's my fault that I bought like a stupid ass expensive suitcase. But they had to check it because I'm like the last one on the plane. All the overhead bins are full. I'm like, okay, like I'd rather not, because I've actually heard, so of course this is what I did, that it's better if you have like really expensive, nice things to put them in your carry-on, keep it with you, like laptop, designer bag, I don't know, stuff like that. So that if it's in your check bag and like it gets lost for some reason and like you never get it again, whatever, that it just stays with you on the plane, you know? So I have all my nice expensive things in my nice expensive suitcase, and they're like, you have to check it. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I didn't have a choice, right? So gets checked, and finally I get to Denver, get to Palm Springs, no more delays. The rest is running smoothly-ish, because when we were flying out of Denver, which I've never done, like I've never been to Colorado, it was crazy turbulence and I was like sweating. Like I had met Rachel moments before, like minutes before, and I'm like clutching onto her arm being like, are we okay? Because it was so bumpy. I'm like, this is a day from hell. Like, you've literally got to be kidding me. Anyway, we land in Palm Springs. The last sabotage, actually no, there's one more thing, was my suitcase comes out. I'm like, okay, good thing my carry-on and my check bag made it. But my Louis Vuitton suitcase is so messed up, you guys. Like, there was dirt all over it, like black, like lines, like, I don't know. And the leather is like ripped, like on the suitcase. It's like very dirty and the leather is literally ripped. And I'm like, okay, this is not ideal. But that's why I've never checked it. And I would never want to check it, but I had to because I didn't have a choice because overhead bins were full. Anyway, so that was the whole thing. And then I tried to get, once I got back 2 days ago, I tried to like file a claim with United. Like, my leather in my suitcase is literally ripped, like dirty. I don't know what, I don't expect them to buy me a new one. Like, it's so freaking expensive. I don't even know. Maybe they could give me a flight credit. I don't know what they think is best. But obviously that like shouldn't have happened. And it was like, we only accept baggage damage claims within like 24 hours of your flight. And I'm like, amazing. It's like 3 days later, and so it's too late to even do anything about it. So that's my mess of getting to Palm Springs. And the one last thing, you guys, is on my flight to Denver, I'm like, finally, we're in the clear. I made it on this flight. I do not know how. And then it hit me. I'm like, wait a minute. The night before, I was opening my backpack and I thought I heard something. It sounded like something little hit the floor. I'm like, I heard something hit the floor, but I don't see anything. Like, that was so weird. Anyway, moving on, went to bed, whole thing. Now I'm on the flight to Denver and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was my gosh dang memory card from my other camera that I didn't bring, that I like had in my backpack, and I don't have it. It has vlog footage. I'm gonna lose my packing vlog. I was so sad. And it was just an expensive memory card because it was like a really big one. I'm like, this stinks, whatever, it's gone. And while I was on the flight, so I couldn't call, I had my friend call the airport hotel and had them look for it. They're like, we don't see it. We checked your room. And I'm like, okay, I'm so sad. That's a goner. Like, this is the cherry on top. Anyway, Palm Springs was a lot of fun. I'll get back to that. But I actually ended up finding this gosh dang memory card. I don't know how. This is like airport nightmare, which reminds me, you guys, if you want a good laugh or if you want to feel like you're not alone, if you have an airport nightmare story, you should look. Like, on this flight to Denver, I was just freaking out, like sharing about it on my Instagram. I posted a photo and I was like, comment your airport nightmares. Like, I want to read them and laugh, or at least like relate to it a little bit, because I just could not believe the morning I was having. And there are so many like nightmare stories about the airport, about flights. So yeah, if you guys have one, you should go read that post on my Instagram. Maybe it'll give you a little chuckle. There's a really funny one about how a squirrel broke this plane and it had to be fixed. I don't know this girl. I was like, absolutely not. No way. A squirrel. Like, what? There's always something. There's always something crazy with like flying in airports and canceled flights and whatever. And I actually heard, this is good that I'm remembering to mention this to you guys, so you should know, so you don't run into what I ran into, is apparently American Airlines is quite understaffed right now. And so they are canceling a lot of their flights. And I feel like I remember hearing that, but I'm like, oh, that won't be my flight. Like, my flight's fine. And I actually feel like I had a bad experience with United in the past. So I, like, specifically didn't want to book United, and I've always been fine with American. And then, of course, I ended up flying United, and then American, it was a mess. Oh, and you guys should know, I knew that this was going to happen because I've learned from previous flights that if you don't get on the first leg of your trip, the return flight automatically gets canceled. Like, your whole itinerary gets canceled if you don't get on the plane. Since I couldn't get in touch with them and they automatically rebooked me on like this 2 p.m. flight, I obviously didn't get on because I was already in Palm Springs because I got on the United flight. They canceled my whole itinerary. And so then I land in Palm Springs and I'm like, wow, I don't have a flight back now. And I quickly bought a one-way on like Delta. So it was just mayhem. Luckily, also, I just got my refund from American. They refunded me because I never obviously took the flight. And so I can't believe I got refunded. I've like never been refunded from a flight ever. But oh, that is my airport nightmare, you guys. Can you even believe it? And I guess to just round it off, I guess the Palm Springs curse was over because I literally found that memory card. I landed on Wednesday night and I went to the hotel and oh my gosh, Brody is holding his squeak toy in front of me now. Now you're ready to play since I woke you up. And I was like, please, like, let me check the room. I think it's like under the chair. I remember being by the chair, by the window. And they're like, no, we checked, girl. Like, we didn't find it. And I'm like, can I, like, if you don't mind, like, I just want to check and make sure. Like, I'm about to go buy a new one, but I had like videos on there, whatever. And I had to wait a while. And she's like, okay, I have to make sure no one's in there. I have to get my manager, whatever. So finally, the manager brings me up. And I'm like, cross your fingers. I was telling her about my Palm Springs curse. Oh gosh, now Brody's chewing his toy. And she brings me up there. I'm like telling her about it. And we move out the little chair couch thing by the window. And the memory card was like all the way underneath. So I understand why like housekeeping couldn't find it. Because they probably just felt around and didn't feel it. And I found this gosh dang memory card. I'm like, finally, the Palm Springs curse is over. Because then you guys in Palm Springs. Okay, so this is why I was saying it was Palm Springs curse. Because finally, by the grace of God, I get there. And I fell into the pool, fully clothed. That was fun. With my bag and didn't realize it was full of water until Rachel dumped out the water. Then I got pricked by a cactus pretty bad. I had scrapes in my arms. What else? Things just kept going wrong for me in Palm Springs. Like, the world like is testing me right now. I don't know why. And it's funny that I was like, the world doesn't want me to be here because I felt like that's exactly where I was supposed to be with these girls. You guys, we had the best time. They are the freaking sweetest. They're so genuine, but I'm going to talk more about that in a second because, like I said, I wanted to have a big segment just about like genuine friendships and why it's so important. But yeah, that was Palm Springs. I just want to catch you up to date till right now. So currently in life, okay, so I get back Wednesday afternoon, like 4 p.m., like flight landed. Then I had to go find my memory card. Then I book it back to Allentown. I have like 20 minutes. Oh, I was just saying this to my blog. That's why I'm having deja vu because I was telling my blog. Like 20 minutes to throw down my suitcase, throw on my hockey game clothes, pick up my girlfriends, and go to Max Hockey Game because he had a hockey game on Wednesday. So it was so nice. I didn't even have to miss one. Obviously, I love going, supporting him, everything like that. So I got to go to his game on Wednesday, and I'm exhausted. Like, I woke up at 4 to fly all day. I have, like, a 6 a.m. flight out of Palm Springs. It's just been, like, mayhem. And then, of course, yesterday, after, like, all this crazy travel and being so tired, I'm like, I'm going to sleep all day. It's going to be a very peaceful day. Nope, because Max was headed out in the morning with his team, the Phantoms. They were going to Canada since they were playing in Toronto over the weekend. He was all packed, had his passport all ready. And then he's like, actually, just kidding, come get me. I dropped him off at the rink. He's like, come back, come get me. I need to drive to Philly right now. I got called up. I'm playing tonight. I'm like, oh, wow, this is, like, a lot going on. So I go back to the rink, pick him up. He literally had just enough time, you guys, to pack up his suitcase, get in the car, drive to Philly. He got there at 4, which is, like, when he always gets there when the game's at 7. So I'm like, wow, they couldn't have told you any more last minute. Good thing you weren't already on your freaking way to Canada, right? So currently, he is in Philly. Since he got called up, he'll be playing down there for nobody knows how long, but it seems like a little while since a couple of their guys are injured. So yeah, that's going on right now. I'm just being my independent, badass self up here, holding down the fort. And honestly, it's kind of nice. Like, I love you, Max. I'm not saying it's nice that he's gone. It's just nice to have, like, a peaceful alone time moment here since I've been so go, travel, hockey game, social, this, social, that, seeing my friends. It's been amazing, but it also feels really nice to just recharge, have some time alone, which is so crazy that I'm even saying that. That just goes to show and, like, proves to me how much I've developed personally, because I used to not be independent at all and I could not stand being alone. So the fact that I'm, like, looking forward to my alone time and feeling like I can have a self-care night tonight and I can recharge is, like, really shocking. And yeah, pat on my back. I'm proud of myself because I used to not be like that. Last thing I want to reiterate, you guys, about Max's hockey situation, because I get DMs about it all day, every day. I get comments about it. I spoke about this recently on my Instagram story, but it breaks my heart when I get comments, DMs from you guys being like, oh my gosh, like, the Flyers are playing my hometown team, you know, in Vancouver, in freaking, I don't know, Tampa Bay, wherever, insert city here, Boston. Like, I bought tickets. I'm so excited to go. I want to meet him. I want to meet you. And it makes me so sad because I can never guarantee what games he'll be playing at, where he'll be at any given time, because he is back and forth between the Philadelphia Flyers, the NHL team, and their American League team, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Since he goes back and forth between the teams based on a million things that affect it, he just, all you need to know is that he gets sent down and called up a lot. I never really know what games he'll be playing in. I cannot guarantee, and no plans are really solidified for us. Like, nothing is set in stone because of how volatile the situation is and how much movement there is for players for hockey. So I wanted to reiterate that because I get so many questions about it, and people are like, are you here at the Phantoms game? Are you here at the Flyers game? And I'm like, no, he's not playing with the Phantoms right now, or no, he's not playing with the Flyers right now. So we never know, and you just got to bear with me, and maybe, I don't know, Google online. Can you even tell when he's playing it? I don't know. Just look. If you're at the game, if you see a Willman 71 jersey for the Flyers, that's him. If you see a Willman number 20 jersey for the Phantoms, that's him. And if you don't see the 20 playing for the Phantoms or the 71 playing for the Flyers, he is probably with the other team at that moment. Okay. I just wanted to have that little moment because I get so many questions about it. And just know I am as confused as you. I never know what games he's playing in. Even tomorrow is Saturday. Do I know for sure that he is playing tomorrow night in Philly at their game? No, I don't know for sure. I have a good idea that he probably will since he got called up yesterday and played yesterday. But you really never know. And he probably won't tell me for sure that I'm going to the game tomorrow night and then I have to drive all the way there and the whole thing until tomorrow late morning. So he really knows, like, the day of, you guys. So I would give you a heads up if I could, but that's all I've got. So anyway, that's that. Oh, as I fling my rings across the room, that's that on Max and what's currently going on. And the last thing I want to say currently is because it's about to be Thanksgiving. I thought I'd give you guys a little heads up, my Thanksgiving plans. I'm so freaking excited. I'm going to see my family. That's, like, another thing. I was just texting Max before I started recording. Sorry, I'm, like, looking for my ring right now. I was texting him that, oh my gosh, Brody is literally sleeping, laying on his shark right now, like, head on the stuffed animal. He's so freaking cute.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Anyway, like I said, I was texting Max that I'm so excited that I have Thanksgiving to look forward to and plans I'm looking forward to, or else, I don't know, when he gets called up and when I'm just, like, left behind here, that's a bad way of looking at it. Like, I'm fine. I love my life here. I love my friends here. I'd rather be here with, like, in my cozy home with my dog and all my things, my friends and all my places, than, like, in a hotel down there with him. You know what I mean? And this is just, yeah, this is where I choose to be. I do feel obviously lonely, and, like, he is gone sort of indefinitely until further notice. And so it's just really nice. I was telling him that I have plans to look forward to next week, that I will be on Long Island with my family, with my cousin Mandy, with my Aunt Chris, my Uncle Rich, my cousin Randall, Lucy, my mom, Teddy. Like, I'm just so excited to be with all of them. It's going to be really nice. And so those are my plans for Thanksgiving. Get excited to see Mandy on my Instagram, on my YouTube. I know you guys are like obsessed with her. I am too. I get it, because she's like just a shining star. She's amazing. But yeah, that's my plans. It's currently what's going on, what I've been up to for the last month. If you guys liked my freaking airport horror story, I know that took so long. But okay, rewind a little bit to Palm Springs. I just need to tell you guys how amazing this quick little gals trip was, vacay. And really, it's because of just these three girls I was with and what amazing, like, genuine people they are. And it's so crazy, like, wherever you are in life, locationally, geography-wise, like, physically, wherever you are, I just feel like it's not even, I mean, obviously things like weather and, I don't know, businesses, things around will impact your life experience there. But really, and I'm sure you guys will agree with me, I feel like what impacts your happiness level, your day-to-day life, is the people you're with. Like, people always say on trips you go on, whatever, it's like the people that make the trip. It's the people that you're with that make the experience. It's just, I mean, that applies to everything in life. Like, I just feel like I know I'm such a social gal. I'm just way happier living my life here in Allentown when I have all my girlfriends here. And like, we went to brunch this morning. We were at the game last night. We have dinner plans tomorrow. It just feels so nice to have like genuine friends around that you can count on, that you can call up, that you can laugh with, that you can all these things. And so, yeah, I just wanted to give some advice on genuine friendship because it's something that I've struggled with and I feel like everyone struggles with post-grad. And so my biggest tip is, if you find people you genuinely connect with and you feel like are deep down great people with great morals and someone that has your back and has your best interests in mind and is cheering you on through life and rooting for you and not anything other than that, keep them. Like, literally hang on to them and cherish that friendship and realize how rare that is and how special that is. I mean, keep them as best you can, obviously, because it's hard with distance. It's hard with all these things. But I've just found that friends of mine that are really special to me and really sacred to me and that I really love and care about deeply, I put in the effort. And especially if they live, for me, a lot of my best friends live in New York, live in Boston, live in LA. It's like, you get out what you put into that friendship, and you need to prioritize checking in with the people that you care about, because that's how you're going to continue to stay in touch and continue being friends. And I just know that genuine connection can be so rare as an adult if you're just going through the motions, if it's just small talk, things like that. So if you can really open up, be yourself with someone as an adult, and there's someone that you could see yourself being friends with for a while, like, yeah, just like I said, cherish that, hang on to that, make that clear to them. I just feel like as a human being, so your social life really is a part of being healthy and happy, and I want you to realize that, because I think for a while I'm like, I'm living my best life out here in PA. Like, I don't need friends. I need to just be a girl boss and be independent. Who needs friends? Like, I have Max and Brody, and I'm being really good at being on my own. But no, like, you need your girlfriends. You need your guy friends. You need, you know, whoever you just feel like you can fully be yourself around, and who can have your back and who you can turn to for advice. Like, you need your support system, really. And so it's just been so nice to have that and to feel like I found another one. I'm gonna like be emotional, and I literally just met these girls in Palm Springs. But it's just like, when you connect with someone so deeply, you can really relate to them, especially Rachel and I just feel like we're in very similar situations in life. Obviously, she's engaged, I'm not. She's like getting married in freaking May. But just living in a new state because our men are involved in sports and are constantly moving. It's like a very crazy lifestyle. You can get kind of lonely with them being gone a lot. We just like relate on a lot of that. And so it's just so nice to like to relate to someone. And Caitlin and Lily as well, like, they are just the sweetest girls. And so I wanted to give you guys some more advice on finding these genuine friendships. So, okay, I want to ask you questions. And I want you to like be really honest with yourself and think about this deep down about the people in your life. So, if you're like, oh, is this someone I really want to be friends with? If this is a genuine friend, ask yourself these questions. How do you feel when you're with them? Do you feel happy? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel listened to? Do you feel like you are a part of the conversation? Do you feel like your input is sort of appreciated? Do you know what I'm saying? Or at the very least, are they making you laugh? Are they putting you a smile on your face? Is it a positive experience overall? Or do you feel like you're not being listened to or like walked all over? Or do you feel like they're putting you down? Red flag. Or do you feel like all you do is like talk crap about other people? That I put that in my notes later on. But I wrote that obviously venting or letting it out can be very cathartic, but I just think not too much, because you don't want the person that you are, you know, venting to associate this negative talk that you're doing with yourself. Because I've actually heard that if you were talking crap about someone else, the person that you're saying that to is associating like the negativity with you because it's coming out of your mouth, and it doesn't make you look good. So yeah, it's like, what kind of things are you doing when you're together? Are you doing your favorite things? Are you, you know, having fun? Are you feeling not inspired? Are you feeling lazy? How do you feel after you hang out with them? I also feel like is very telling. Are you like, obviously after being with these girls, I'm tired because I'm just like, go, 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 barely sleeping. But I just have the biggest smile on my face being like, I just had the best time with these girls. We just got to know each other so much. We spent very little time saying anything negative about anyone. And that feels so nice to be around people when you can just enjoy an experience and be like, wow, look at this Starbucks is so cool. Like, it's a special like Starbucks Reserve location. Or like, look at this blanket at West Elm. Like, oh my gosh, I've been looking at that blanket too. These are just stupid examples, but just like literally just living in the moment and being like, let's go here for dinner. Or like, oh my gosh, do you love that Caesar salad too? Or I'd be like, Lily, can I make you avocado toast? I don't know. Just like hanging out in the moment, swimming around, chit-chatting, making food, like living our best lives, making each other laugh. I just had the best time. And I just realized that people that I really like spending time with and like my closest friends, I'm really happy after I leave time with them, after I spend time away from them, after we've been together, if that makes sense. I may be drained, I may be tired from whatever reason, maybe we're having a little too much fun, but I'm just like so happy and grateful for the time that we got together. Like I said, do you spend your time laughing, relating, dreaming big, talking about goals, or are you just talking badly about other people? So yeah. Also, what I've noticed, if I can give some advice, I personally have noticed that I like to be the person in the group, if you're with a group of people, that makes others feel better when they're around me. And maybe that like sounds weird to say, or maybe I'm not even doing that, but I've just noticed that the people that you really like and that you're drawn to, it's because when you're with them, they're making you feel like better about yourself. Either they're hyping you up, or just their energy is very positive and it's like happy to be around. And so, I mean, I get this like feedback from you guys saying that you guys are like more happy and positive after my content, things like that, which like makes my day. And I just try to be very self-aware in the group that I'm in, obviously not be like offensive in any way, not like put anyone else down or turn them away, because that's a quick way to make it hard to make friends if someone is like turned off by you, you know. But I just feel like being interested in what someone's talking about and genuinely trying to connect with them, talk with them, hype them up. This is also a really good thing. I noticed this so much like recently in specific. I can give you a specific example. Life just got like a lot more enjoyable for me and joyful, especially here where maybe I'll get more lonely if I don't have friends around, anything like that. If you are like out in public even, or with a group of girls, you know, friends, whatever, if you are complimenting someone genuinely, they will notice that and they will see that and they will feel good when they're around you and they will like associate the positivity with you and they'll like you and want to be your friend. And I just remember the other day, it was so busy. Max and I went to diner here and I could just tell the waitress was like very overwhelmed, like a lot going on. And I always just try to be extra nice to them in that moment, like order quick. And I'm like, oh, such a crazy day. Like, you're doing great, girl. Like, you know, give them a little compliment. But I remember her nails were so pretty and she was like rushing back and forth. And I was like, by the way, I love your blue nails. Like, they were like sparkly and the design was so cool. I'm like, they look so nice. And her face just lit up and like her whole demeanor changed. And she was like, wow, thank you. Like, that's so sweet. And so it's like, you never know, like the littlest compliment could really change someone's day, but more specifically to what I'm talking about. Like, I just, and even, like, my girlfriend Nikki, who I was out to brunch with this morning, I'm like, your nail color is superb. Like, it looks so good. I love that color on you. I need to get that color. Like, you're looking great, sweet pea. So, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, don't go crazy. Be like, I love your hair and your eyes and your eyelashes and your shoes and your jeans. They'll be like, okay, I get it. But, like, if you just, like, compliment someone genuinely on something that you like about them, they will notice that and they'll remember that and think that it's really sweet and want to be your friend. And I think that's a really nice way to connect with someone, especially if it's not something physical. I know I just said physical things, but that's just like easy off the bat. If you're, I don't know, at a cashier to compliment if you like their eyeshadow or I don't know, whatever. But especially if you can compliment them on something that's not physical, I feel like that's even more special and something that they will remember. For example, Caitlin, who I was with in Palm Springs, she has such a like calming presence. I have a few friends like this. My sister can be this way too, where just around them you feel at ease. Like you feel very zen, and I just feel like I can take a deep breath. Everything's good. Like I'm right where I'm supposed to be. It's really crazy when I'm around these people. Like I feel like I can just sense people's energies. I'm like sounding so weird right now. I'm like, wow, I think you have a yellow aura, Caitlin. You really have it together. She's like, huh? But no, I was like, I don't know if people tell you this, but you really have like a calming presence. Like you're very zen. Maybe just her tone, the way she speaks, like her mannerisms, just being around her. I'm like, you have a really nice energy. Like it's really nice being around you. I feel like Lily's kind of like that too. They're just calming to be around for whatever reason, even if they're like talking a lot or loud, they just have a calming like zen presence. I don't know what it is. So if you can compliment people on that, I feel like that's really sweet, because whenever anyone says to me like, oh, I'm so happy when I'm around you, Gretchen, or like you're so positive, or you like look for the silver lining, I feel like that's a feedback I get from friends or subscribers a lot. It like makes my day, makes me so happy, and I'm like, wow, that is so sweet, because all I want to do when I'm around other people is make them feel good, and you know, right? So yeah, I'm going on a tangent now, but seriously, it means so much. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, I'm not kidding. I think for the first time in my life, I've been called funny. Like, I don't think anyone's ever been like, Gretchen, you're so funny. I just feel like I'm not really a funny person. I just am who I am. I don't know. I just feel like other people have a good sense of humor. Not that I don't, but I just feel like I'm not cracking jokes. Like, I'm not that funny. But Lily told me in Palm Springs, we were at dinner, she was like, you know what? You're really funny. And I was like, okay, I'm literally gonna scream. Like, no one's ever called me funny ever. I was like, be careful. This is like inflating my ego right now. I'm like, this is gonna be my new identity that I'm like a funny gal. But she was like, no, you just have like a really sassy, like funny sense of humor. And then I'm like sassy. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I've always known that I'm sassy. But I also feel like I was telling Max, I feel like I've gotten my sassy, like sense of humor sort of like, I guess, funniness now that I've been called funny. And guys, I'm funny. No, but I just feel like I've gotten that from him in a way, just like little things here and there. I don't know. And I just feel like by the end of the trip, we were all so close and we were like poking fun at each other. And I'm like, guys, this is how we know we're really close and we all get along, is because we're like making fun of each other for like little things. I don't know. I remember that actually too when I was in Puerto Rico with Anna and Audrey. Obviously, you have to read the room and like don't be like mean and offensive, but I forget, oh my gosh, I can't even remember which one. I think it was Audrey. It was definitely Audrey. She was like, you guys, wow, like look at the waves crashing on the rocks, like so incredible, like so insane. I'm like, oh my gosh, like the waves, like no way. Like I was obviously just poking fun at her a little bit. She's like, okay, wow. Like, but I just feel like in little ways, like if you can just obviously read the room, like I'm saying, I'm like literally beaming. I'm like, meanwhile, I'm like, compliment, be so nice to whoever you want to be friends with. And now I'm like, no, literally be mean, make fun of them and they'll love you. No, I'm kidding. But just like little things here and there, I just feel like can be funny. I don't know. Obviously just in the right way. Yeah, so apparently I'm funny. That's what you need to take away from this episode, is that I'm a funny girl. No, but I just want to talk about genuine friendships, and I just wanted to reiterate to you guys, if you're in a spot like I feel like I was in, where you're like, girl boss, who needs friends? I feel like there's a time and place for that, especially if you move somewhere new and you just want to get through the moment of like, maybe it is focusing on yourself and like settling into a new place and then sort of start meeting people. But I just want to reiterate to you that it is really important to have friends and be social in any way you can, because I don't know why it is, but you just like feel a lot better as a human being social. At least I do, since I'm such like a social gal. And you know what else I've heard is that if you don't prioritize friendships and being friends with other people, spending time with others other than a significant other, if you have a significant other, a partner, it can actually put a lot of strain and stress on your relationship because your partner may feel that you are only getting your like human connection from them, and that's like sort of a lot of pressure on them. And if you can be like, oh no, I have like dinner with my girlfriends tonight, like we're going to eat dinner, we're going to do this, it can just be nice to have other people in your support system. And I just think how like if Max is doing things with his friends or I'm doing things with my friends, we both are so, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so fun, you're going to like a sports bar, have so much fun, like send me a picture of the wings. Or if he's like, oh, you're going to brunch, like that's so exciting, like we need to go there one day, like send me a picture of your French toast, like have fun with the girls, you know. It's just fun to have friends and like do your own thing. But I know it is hard, so don't get me wrong, I feel very lucky in my situation because it's hard because I can move totally new places and like not know anyone. But I feel very blessed and lucky in my situation that I mean Max's job sort of comes with built-in friends for me in a way, a little bit, because a lot of his teammates have wives and girlfriends that live here, and so we're all in the situation of being thrown somewhere new, and so we can all relate on a lot, and I feel like I can easily get close with them. I also feel like I'm just such a gal's gal, and by using the tips I've said before, you can just like really easily connect with someone and just like genuinely taking an interest in them. Oh, that's also feedback. You know, now that I'm making new friends, I'm like giving you guys feedback. I'm like, do this, it works. Don't do this, it doesn't work. Don't like take over the situation or the conversation, that's what I'm trying to say. Don't like talk way too much or be like annoying to be around because you don't want to be like that. But just like be present and be nice and be someone that people want around, you know. And I remember, oh wait, what was I gonna say? I literally just lost my train of thought. Oh my gosh, I remember what it was. Okay, yes, thank goodness. They were saying that I think this is just like innately how I am, so this comes easily to me, but maybe you could try doing this or just like think about it a little bit more if you feel like you aren't naturally like this. I am so insanely like curious and interested when I meet someone. If I meet someone new, I immediately am like, I just want to ask them 1,000 questions. Like I can't even stop. I'm just like, okay, where are you from? Okay, oh my gosh, tell me all about your boyfriend. Wait, how did you guys meet? Okay, so what about your parents? What do they do? You have a dog? Oh my gosh, no way. Where do you work? Are you just visiting? Like, I just want to know so much about someone. Like, I'm just curious about them and who they are as a person and why they are the way they are and how they grew up and all these things. So I'm always like, sorry, stop me at any moment if I'm being annoying, or just like, don't answer any question if you don't want to go there. Like, this is like a lot, like I just met you. But they were like, it feels so nice that I'm so interested that I want to ask them all about them. Like, I kept asking Lily, like I said, all about her 112's business because I think it's fascinating. I'm like, okay, sorry not to like change the topic of conversation, everyone, but Lily, back to you. Okay, we're rewinding. 2018, now what? I'm like, keep going from there. Or I'm like, Caitlin, wait, how long have you and the boyfriend been together? Like, tell me how you met again. I just want to know. And so I just feel like really being interested in someone. And like, bottom line, if you were someone that has a hard time talking to someone and you just feel like you're more quiet, or you like worry, I feel like some of my friends overthink what they say so much, or they'll have like anxiety, I think that's what it's called, like the next morning they'll be like, oh my gosh, what did I say to someone, was I being embarrassing, whatever. Literally, no. Like, I feel like the number one trick is if someone is maybe hard to talk to or you feel like you don't know what to say, ask them about themselves. Everyone loves talking about themselves, and I guess I do that without even realizing because I just want to know about someone, so I ask so much about them, and it probably feels really nice to be asked all about, and you can like explain to someone your situation in life, and I don't know, it's like nice. So I feel like bottom line, asking someone about themselves is like a really good way to A, get to know them, and B, get them to like you because you are interested in them as a person. And what I was going to say, last thing, is being self-aware. Okay, so I touched on this a little bit. Like, if you are in a group of girls, you don't like bulldoze a conversation and take over the whole time and just be like, me, because that's annoying to be around. And you don't want to be annoying. You don't want to be obnoxious. We all know someone like that, you know? Or maybe if they're not like that, just someone that's not very self-aware. And I've learned literally only in the past like year, I think this is my number one pet peeve, if someone is not self-aware. I think my sister made me realize this, like just people in our lives that we were like, what? Or like certain friends, or anyway, like, you know, anyone you're connected with, anyone that we were like, what is going on? Like, this makes no sense. It might just be someone that's really not self-aware. I'm like, Lucy, like, I feel bad that you're having this hard time with this friend, but I don't think they even realize how they're making you feel. So I think sometimes recognizing that maybe it's not even personal if you're having a hard time with a friend, something like that. They just could not be self-aware and even making you realize, even realizing themselves how they're making you feel. So sometimes it can be good to bring it up to someone like, hey, I don't even know if you realize, but it really hurts my feelings if you, I don't know, for example, flake on me when we have plans, something like that. Maybe they're just really not self-aware. I don't know how you could not realize that. But if you're not self-aware enough to be thinking about anyone else but yourself, maybe you wouldn't realize. So yeah, be self-aware. Read the room. If you're with a group of friends that maybe shares like different ideas than you, especially on, like, I don't know, big things, maybe don't bring up like politics or things like that right away. I don't know. Or maybe do if that's really important to you, and that's if you don't want to be friends with someone that doesn't share certain values or views in you and you want to weed them out that way, go for it. But I just try to stay, you guys know how I am on social media, I just don't want to offend anyone, but at the same time, like, I have my opinions, but I only voice them like here and there because I don't offend anyone. And I just, you know, I don't talk about like politics. I don't have a government politics channel, whatever channel. But when it's really important and it's like, okay, this is like too much, this is like human rights, I will say my piece. But anyway, how are we talking about politics all of a sudden? Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I just feel like I can notice if I'm in a group of people and someone is saying something or acting in a way that's sort of like off-putting to someone else or offensive. I just feel like I notice that immediately and I try to like redirect the conversation. And I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, were you saying like, what's that cute place we need to go for dinner? Or like, oh, isn't it supposed to be so nice and sunny tomorrow? I just will try to like redirect because I never want anyone to feel like left out or weird vibes or anything. I always want everyone to feel like happy and included. That's something else I try to do that maybe could help you make friends, is I try to make everyone feel included. So especially if you're with a group of people, if someone isn't talking as much or maybe is kind of like shy, whatever, ask them about themselves, include them in the conversation. Be like, oh my gosh, that reminds me, like, I don't know, Jessica, don't you love that ice cream flavor too? Whatever, whatever it is. Maybe this comes naturally to me because I'm sure you guys can tell I have an easy time talking and I could talk all day long if you let me, like I am on this podcast right now. But yeah, I think these are just my general ideas about friendship, how to genuinely connect with someone. Obviously, if you share similar life experiences, if you share similar values and goals and interests, all of this will be easier. But you know, sometimes I find that the people that I have like the least in common with, like the most differences, you learn so much from each other, and just talking with them is fascinating because I'm like, wow, you're from, you know, one of my friends here is from Washington State, which maybe you're from Washington State. I have never met someone from Washington State before. And I keep saying state because I always think of Washington, D.C. Like, I have never met someone from there before. So I'm just like, wow, that is so cool. And just, like, hearing about things, like, things are so different. And just her experiences are so different. Like, I just love that. And I love learning instead of, and it's great to have someone from where I'm from or from, I don't know. You guys know what I'm saying? From Boston. And we can relate on all these things. It's great. It's easy. But I just feel like sometimes friends are connections that you have, people that are different from you, it's almost more like interesting and valuable and like that much more cool. So I would say never like shoot down the idea of a friend that maybe you're like, oh, this doesn't seem like my type of gal or someone I would get along with normally, whatever. I just feel like if you can push yourself and challenge yourself to connect with someone that maybe you normally wouldn't, it's even more worth it and can be really fun. So I hope this episode gave you the little push if you needed a push to put yourself out there. You never know, you guys. Literally, I will compliment people in Starbucks and like get their phone numbers. I'll be like, wow, like your hair looks amazing. Or like, oh my gosh, I remember one girl in Dunkin', I think I talked about this. I was like, I never knew that they had pumpkin cold foam here. Like, I heard you order the pumpkin cream cold brew, so I did too. Like, I totally copied you, girl. Like, is it good? Like, tell me about it. We were chatting for so long. You never know where you could connect with someone, where you could find a bestie, a partner, a roommate, a future bridesmaid. Like, you really never know. So it's like, if you always are just leading with your genuine best self and being really sweet, I just feel like you can make friends, I don't say easily, but it's still not easy, like relatively easy. Just like, you put out what you get into. If you're putting an effort in, I would hope that you are seeing some results. But I know that it's hard, especially during COVID. I made zero friends here because I just felt like I couldn't go anywhere and I almost didn't want to make anyone else uncomfortable if I'm like, hey, you're cute, we should hang out. Like, do you know what I mean? That was really hard and it still is. Like, we're still in a pandemic. So it's hard and like take everything with a grain of salt, but I hope that helped and made you think about friendships like a little more in a different way. When I started to realize these things, like, Gretchen, be the person in the room that makes everyone feel included. Gretchen, like, I just said that, like, literally include everybody. Don't leave anybody out. No one likes feeling left out. Be the person in the group that makes everyone feel good and makes everyone laugh. Say, see, maybe I am funny. Like, it just, I don't know. I just feel like your experiences with others can be that much better. So anyway, I think I've done enough chatting. I think that was it about genuine friendships. Shout out to all the girls in Palm Springs. I already told you guys about Caitlin, Lily, Rachel. We had the best time. I literally just hyped them up for so long. I'm going to like send them this podcast and be like, guys, listen to how much I talked about you guys. Like, you're the best. I just love having my girls. I feel like all my friends, I'm like, they're my girls. And like, you guys are my girls too. Like, my subscribers, I'm like, oh, my girls. When I meet my girls. Everybody is my girls. I just love having my girls all over. Like, I have my friend group in Boston, in Philly. Like, now I have my girls in Arizona, my girl in Denver. It's just so nice. So, yeah, I'm just feeling really happy in life. If anything, this episode is me bragging about how I'm feeling good that I have friends. If you're really extroverted like me, then you get the struggle of maybe feeling lonely sometimes, and having friends literally feels like you're on top of the world. I feel like just so happy when I have friends to turn to, a friend to FaceTime, anything. Obviously, I've always had friends. Like, my friends from back home are like, probably like, hello, are we chopped liver over here? No, like, they are my ride or dies. But just, I don't know, I feel like continuing to make new connections and make new friends in life is what it's all about. So, yeah, wow. I just talked for so long. I will let you guys go. I won't talk anymore. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I had so much fun recording. Thank you so, so much for listening. And I will catch you in my next episode.